You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Always good to come and spend time with you on Saturday morning, talking to you about the things of our precious Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Look, I know I tell you this every week, but we have new listeners every week. If you get anything out of this message, you can forward it by simply anybody that you know. This message reaches anywhere in the world by internet. All you have to do is go to WCNO.com. On the left-hand side of the page there, when you scroll down, you'll see the word On Demand. You click on that, and you'll see a counter, and you click Saturday. And you can pick it up 24/7, right? You can pick it up next week, whatever. So if you get anything out of it, and you think you have a friend that needs to hear the message, pass the word, do the work, keep teaching, keep sharing, send the word out. Okay, it's great to be with you today. Here's a question. What would Jesus say to us today? I think the Lord Jesus is saying the same thing that he said yesterday, because his word abides forever. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Those are encouraging words. That's what Jesus would say today. He said, Bob, is it possible to be of good cheer today in this broken down, beat up, upside down world? Yes, you can. If you learn to lock arms, hold on to the one that's already overcome it, and has already mastered it, you can do it. You can do it. Matthew 28:18, listen to this. Jesus then said, all power, now that's all power, in heaven and in earth has been given unto me. Listen, there's nothing on this earth that he don't have power and authority and control over. All power in heaven, all power on earth has been given unto me. Let's lock on to him today. Think about that. You know, you're safe with Jesus. I mean, really, no matter what your need is, if you just get to know him, you can roll that need, that hurt, that desire over on him now and trust him. And he has the power to fix you. He has the power to fix your situation. He has the power in any situation you may be in to bring you out, to deliver you out. Look, you are safe with Jesus. You are really safe with Jesus. If you get out of the world, get into the boat with the Lord. You're always safe in the boat with the Lord Jesus. You are safe. He will take care of you. He will walk you through life. As long as you don't let the water get into the boat, just keep the world out of your life. Hang on. Lock on. Stay with Jesus. Hang on with Jesus. He has the power to walk you through life. He has the power to provide everything you've ever needed. He has the power to bring the people into your life that you need to meet. He has the power in any situation to take care of you. But you've got to know this. You've got to believe him. He has all power. You know, that's big. All power in heaven. He provides everything that pertains to life and everything that pertains to godliness. Every spiritual issue you have in your life, he provides it. Everything on the earth, if you'll learn to trust him and learn to live for him, he can absolutely provide in every situation. He's absolutely a wonderful God, a wonderful Savior. You can trust him. He has the power to do it, and he'll do it for you. I want to share with you an old high court decision. And if you think that things look hopeless today in this world, then just stay with me. Just listen to this. The Lord Jesus was tried by the highest court in the land like a common criminal. I read today how he was spit upon, beaten, mocked, and then hanged on a bloody tree. You know, it can't get any worse than this. I feel sure all the apostles' hopes and dreams of ever becoming a part of a great kingdom came crashing down. But listen to this. Jesus no longer looked like a man with a kingdom or a man that could bring in a kingdom. In fact, he looked quite small when surrounded by soldiers and he had mocked, beaten, spit upon. I can hear Peter saying now when he denies Jesus, I don't know this man. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine going through that? Can you imagine what Jesus paid and suffered for us? Peter and the other disciples had just came through the greatest experience one could ever imagine, spending 3.5 years with the Master. They experienced a time that no one on the earth will ever experience but them. Peter even paid his taxes and the Lord's taxes out of the mouth of a fish. That's big. I mean, that's really big. Matthew 17:28, Jesus said to Peter, "Notwithstanding, Peter, lest we should offend them, go down to the sea, cast in the hook, take up the fish that first comes up, and when you have opened his mouth, you shall find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and for thee. Go pay our taxes." You would think that Peter would have been locked in forever after that, but he still denied Jesus. Think about that. I mean, if you could go and hear a man tell you to go down the creek, pass in the hook, the fish will come up, you'll have money to pay your taxes, that you would think that would make a believer out of you forever. Didn't work for Peter. You know why? Because what others tell you don't work for you. What a preacher tells you, I mean, they preach their hearts out, but you know something? If you don't receive it and get it down in your spirit, what they know won't work for you. What they say won't work for you. Did you know that? Because you know why Peter still denied Jesus? He did not have. He was not washed in blood. That's a big thing. When you bow your heart before Jesus and say, "Come into my life, wash my sins away," and you really believe that he's done that, you know for a fact you're a brand new person. When his spirit is deposited into you, when you receive his spirit in you, then you have something going for you. Then you have something to fight the good fight with. Then you have something to live with. Then you have something to walk with. Then you have that power that he's talking about. All power in heaven and earth, that power on earth now has come to you. Peter didn't have that yet. Jesus was never, had not been crucified, had not shed blood. Peter could not believe, and could, even though he, this is a tremendous miracle, but it didn't affect him. It was about another man. Jesus told him to go down, cast the hook. He did that, but Peter still had nothing. Look, what you have to do here is really be born again. Then you have to take, Jesus said, "My word is spirit, my word is life." You have to take in the spirit of that word. You have to take in the life of that word. And what that does then is build your spirit, grow your spirit, give you faith, give you confidence, teach you about the Master. Then you know you can live it and walk the walk. Okay? Peter was caught up in the vision along with James and John. He saw Jesus in his glorious state, in his future state. He even saw the resurrected Jesus in advance. And he saw Moses and Elijah, and he heard the Father himself say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him." Think about that. Peter went through that experience and still denied Jesus. Peter went through that experience, and with James and John, you know they can talk about it. Think about it. How would it ever leave your mind seeing this? Then hear the Almighty God that Moses heard say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased," and still deny Jesus. You know, you can't believe in what you have not walked out. You cannot believe in what you don't have. Even though Peter, all this experience, Peter inside had nothing yet. You know, when he faced the little girl that said to him, "Weren't you with him? Weren't you with Jesus? Didn't I see you there?" "I don't know the man," he said. See, Peter has nothing yet. The blood has not been shed. Think about this. He has nothing in him. He still has nothing in him. Are you like that? You know, see, I ran into a man this week. I walk every day. Saw an elderly man. He spoke to me and asked, talked about the weather. I said, "Do you know the Lord Jesus?" And he said, personally, he said, "No, I don't." And I began to talk to him a little bit, and I could tell he was a little nervous, and he tried to sidetrack me like, he said, "If you're having the service," just try to throw me off my game here. I said, "Oh, no, wait a minute, I'm talking about the Lord here." I said, "You know, you and I are about the same age here, and we're getting to that point where we need to make sure we settle this issue." I said, "What about your wife? You're responsible for your family. Is there anything about that?" He didn't know what to say. I said, "Well, look, you know, I'd be more glad to come sit down and talk. I don't know the guy, but I walk every day, and I wear it. I'm going to come in, sit down with you and your wife, teach you these things. You really have to get it together here now. Make sure you're safe with the Lord Jesus." And he was really a nice, gentle man. He finally looked at me and said, "You know, I don't, every night I say my prayers before I go to sleep." But you know, and that is good. But I mean, all power in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus. Does he have any idea how to tap into the power of Jesus? I mean, if he don't know Jesus, Why is he even saying prayers? That's when he goes to bed. He has some knowledge that there is a God. Couldn't know him. Couldn't walk in all the ways with Jesus. really couldn't. And you couldn't have anything that stabilized him here. You know what I'm saying? That's where so many people are out there like that. Look, you have to prove him out for yourself. You have to get into that word of God, which is spirit and life, and take it in until you believe it, until you test it, until you walk it out, until you try it. The more you walk it out, and the more things you go through, the more you see the hand of the Lord working in your life, the stronger your faith will grow. Look, Jesus is the one. He loves you. But you know, it's really hard. You have to really get rooted in ground to believe. Look, let's go over here and talk about the things with Peter and his apostles. It was a time. They went through a time of watching water turn to wine. they went through a time of seeing the dead raised. All this. They saw all the things that Jesus did. A time of watching the lame walk. They saw that. A time of watching multitude being fed with five loaves and a few fishes. But then came the crucifixion. That looks like everything that they'd ever believed in came crushing down in one day. I think these men must have felt like rats on a sinking ship. They went fishing. I guess they get back to business as usual. After all, when it's over, it's over. You know, they need to do a lot of thinking. I don't think any of us out there can imagine what these men were going through. Look, let me throw this at you today. If you yourself are not sure of a good foundation in the Lord, you know, you may have some idea of the Lord, but you might be like that man that I talk to that says his prayers at night but don't have a real personal relationship. Give me a call. I'd be more than glad to pray for you. I can guarantee you, if you'll listen to me, I know how to get you in the presence of God and get you in the kingdom of God. Our phone number here is 221-1100. 221-1100. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8998. 888-221-8990. Listen, I'm here for you if you have any kind of need. If you're hurting in your body, if you need prayer for anything. Maybe you're struggling. Maybe you're struggling with your family. Maybe you're struggling with your kids. But if you're not sure that you're on a real solid foundation with Jesus, give me a call. Let me pray with you and for you. You know, the Lord says, we're two or more gathered in my name, I'll be in the midst of you. If you call me and you and I are communicating, the Lord Jesus will be in the midst of that conversation. He can and he will help you. Okay, now, give me a call if you need me, 221-1100, 888-221-8990. Look, 3 days later when our master rose from the dead would be the greatest day in history. The day that Jesus said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Wow, should be held as the greatest day on the earth for all mankind. That's a great day. The kingdom of God has now come. Now we have a two-party system. We have the system of the kingdom of this world, the one that he just overcome, and the kingdom of our God, which we are in. If we believe that Jesus is really the Christ, if we believe that Jesus is the Savior of the world, if we've asked him to come into our heart and wash our sins away, we're transported out of the old world into the kingdom of God itself. We're members of the kingdom of God, belonging to the family of God. We're under the one who has all power in heaven, all power in us, in earth, and all that power is available to help you walk out your life. Isn't that a wonderful thing? God loves you today. I mean, he just loves you. Look, things change now. After Jesus broke the power of sin and death and overcome the world, things change from darkness of days to great light. The power of Satan and death is now broken. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to our King. Look at the price he paid for it, though. Just think about this. 1 Peter 2:24 says this, who his own self bore our sins, that's your sins, my friend, in his own body, that's his body, my friend, on the tree, that we being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness of us, by whose stripes you were healed. Make sure, for sure, that sin is dead in your life and that your righteousness is shining forth today. Make sure your righteousness jumps out, stands out. Make sure sin is dead in your life. Look, if he suffered and bled for your sins and you're still carrying them, you know, that's kind of foolish. That doesn't make much sense. It don't have to happen, okay? 1 Peter 3:18, listen to this. I love this verse. For Christ also has once suffered for sin. Suffered for your sins, my friend. He's done the suffering. If you're suffering out that day because of sin, it's not too smart. He suffered for your sin. The just one suffered for you, the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Think about that. Now, how much do you think you're loved when you think about that verse of scripture? Jesus suffered for sin to bring you to God. Does that tell you how much God cares about you? Does that tell you how God really feels about you? Does that tell you how God values you? Suffered for sin to bring you to God. Put to death, being put to death in the flesh, killed that is, but quickened, brought alive by the Spirit. You know, I hope you're not out there suffering because of sin, because that would make you unsmart, and that would make you quite dumb. In other words, Jesus Christ has already suffered for your sins. If you're suffering from the results of sin, it's very foolish. All you have to do is come in and say, Jesus, please, come into my heart. Wash my sins away. Set me free. If you're a Christian and you're suffering for sins, that means you don't have it all together. You're not rooted and grounded in him. You don't have enough faith in him. You don't trust him enough. You may not spend enough time with him. You should not be plagued and suffering with sin if you're a child of God. How much does God love you when he said he put his own son to grief, he suffered and died, the just one suffered with his, to bring you to God? Boy, that should put a value on you. That should tell you who you are. If you never felt love before, here's a good reason to feel love. Jesus suffered to bring you to someone that loves you. That's his Father. Father God loves you. You're loved by the Almighty God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. You're loved by the Creator of the universe. You know why you're loved? You're His. He created you. You know, he created something, you love it. He created you because he wanted you. Revelation 4:11 says, you're that worthy, O Lord, of all glory and honor and power and praise. For you created all things for your pleasure, and for your pleasure they are and were created. You were created for a purpose. God loves you. God cares about you. God paid a big price for you. Look, if you need help today for anything, God cares about you. Give me a call. 772-221-1100. Out of town. 888-221-8990. Make sure you know the Lord Jesus, just to make sure that you do. This might be one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible, and it makes you think. It's 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. Think about that. That we might be made the righteousness of God. He made the righteousness by, he made him to be sin, that he might make you his righteousness. I mean, that is unquestionable. What a measure of love. Can you even measure it? You can't do it, can you? He made Jesus, his own son, to be sin in your place. Wow, that's big. He didn't know sin, but he made him to be sin, that he might make you the righteousness of God in and through his son, Christ Jesus. Boy, that's valuable. I mean, God cares about you. Think of the price paid for you. I should tell you how God values you. I think that makes you righteous. I think that makes you priceless. That should give you a good understanding of the love God has for you. That's such a big scripture. Made him to be sin. All the sins that you've committed in your life, don't worry about it. God made his own precious son, Jesus. Let him hang on a bloody tree. Take your sins in his own body. Made him to be sin for you, that you might be his righteousness. You know, if you're his righteousness, shouldn't that tell you how you should cling to him, love him, dedicate your life to him, follow him, be faithful to him? Somebody cares for you out there. No one has ever loved you with this kind of love. I can assure you that. You're loved and you're valued. You're precious in his sight, and you just need to know it. You're priceless and you're righteous, but you need to know that. You need to get into the Word of God. Build yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit, reading, searching the Scriptures, building yourself up and knowing how God feels about you. It will change your life. It really will. It'll put a foundation under you. It'll put a brand new foundation for you to walk on. It'll put you on a brand new road where you know who the Lord is. Look at this one verse of Scripture here. Romans 1:8 says, therefore now no condemnation. Man, that's zero. To them which are in Christ Jesus. That's me. I hope that's you, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. No condemnation whatsoever, because we've been made right. God made us right. Make sure you feel that way. Do you? You know, like who God says you really are. Do you feel like who God says you are? No condemnation you whatsoever. But we must follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and walk away from the things of the flesh. No condemnation, totally free, no condemnation. I mean to tell you, it's a relationship between you and the Father through His precious Son, Christ Jesus. With His own Spirit now, living in you, dwelling in you, comforting, teaching, leading, guiding your life. I mean, that's a pretty good fact. You are loved, you are loved, you are loved. You need to know it. God is love, and God loves you. And God cares about you, paid a price for you, made you His righteousness. Now listen, you're overflowing, you're surrounded with His love. His love is in you, His love is upon you because He loves. That puts you in a good position, doesn't it? Do you feel that way? You should. If you don't feel that way, you know what it is? Because you don't know. You don't know. You're unlearned. You're untaught. That's really true. If you don't understand these things, it's because you have not spent enough time on your knees before the Lord. You have not spent enough time in His Word to get truly rooted and grounded and built up in your most holy faith. If you know who He is, you know, you cannot, I always say this, and I tell the Lord this all, if anyone knows you like I know you, they'll love you like I love you. You can't know Him without loving Him. It's impossible. The more you know Him, the more you see how much He loves you, how much He cares for you. All of His promises in you, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful life. My friend, He's made you right. He's put you right. You're a son or you're a daughter. You're now justified, meaning just as if I had never sinned. Justified, just as if I never made the mistake to start with. Justified, just as I had never committed the first sin. Justified, just as I had never sinned in my life. That's who you are in the sight of God. No condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk, you know, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Jesus spoke much about the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of God. We now have to make a choice. Kingdom of the world is ruled by Satan, walking around masquerading as an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14, Paul said, no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Can you imagine many of your problems are there because Satan masquerading himself as an angel of light and bringing the seed into your life? Showing you something that looks good that's not good. Taking you somewhere where you don't need to be. Leading you somewhere you didn't need to go. That's how Satan works. He comes to kill. He comes to steal. He comes to destroy. Oh, my friend, God loves you. You need to know that. And listen, if you don't know that today, you're just hurting inside. You just need somebody to tell you how much God loves you. Call me. I'll do it. I'd love to do it. Our phone number here, 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. Give me a call if you're hurting, if you have a need. God cares about you. Father God loves you. There are now two roads to travel on, my friend. One leads to the wide gate for the one that travels on the devil's highway, deceived by the one masquerading as an angel of light, but the other is the highway to heaven that takes you to the straight gate, and that's where you need to be. Matthew 7:21-22 says, enter you in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many of the beavers go in there. Oh, my friend, get off of that highway. Oh, my friend, remember this. The road that takes you to the wide gate is paved with lies and will lead you straight to a burning hell. This is really big stuff. This is true stuff. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads to life. And few there be that find it. Make sure you're one of the few. You be the real Marine here. You know what I mean? The one of the few. The proud of the few. That's who you want to be. Proud in Jesus, of course. Straight is the gate. There is the way which leads into life. Few there be that find it. Make sure you take the highway to heaven. Just watch for the sign. A simple sign God's given us. John 3:3. You must be born again. Have you got that settled? Are you born again? Are you washed in the blood for sure? Have you said, Jesus, come into my heart. Wash my sins away. I love you. I repent. I want to follow you with all my heart. And that's the sign. You follow that sign. You have to walk toward the narrow road. It's pretty simple as that. Praise the Lord for all these wonderful things that Jesus made available when he rose again and sat down at the Father's right hand. But you see, everything's available, but nothing is automatic. You have to receive it. Salvation is available, but to benefit from it, you have to receive Jesus into your life as Lord. Have you done that, my friend? Have you done that? You know, I'm going to warn you about the roadblocks on the way to the straight gate. My friend, if you're struggling with depression, oppression, inferiority, insecurity, you're already hitting the wall. You know that? You really are. You're already hitting the wall on the way to the straight gate. You're already off track. If you still tell lies, your relationship is poor to nothing because it shows no confidence in the Lord Jesus whatsoever. If it's still depending on something out of the world to put you over, to get you through, you know, if you really can't represent yourself before mankind with truth, you're not right. You need to know that. You need to repent of that. You must be rooted and grounded in the overcoming one by knowing everything he says and believing it. James 4:7 says, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. That's kind of the whole factor. Stay submitted to the Lord. Submit to him. I mean, it's simple as that. Just, you're submitting to the one that has all power, all authority in heaven and earth. That's not a bad place to be. You're submitting to the one that can help you out. You're submitting to the one that will hear your cries. You're submitting to the one that loves you. You're submitting to the one that suffered and bled and died for you, took your sins and his body hanging on the tree. That's not a bad place to be. Submit to the Lord Jesus Christ. Resist the devil. See, when you submit, you have power. If you're protected by the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that has all power in you, you can say, Satan, get behind me. Or maybe you get out of here. You have that power if you're submitted. Without that power, without being submitted, you don't have the power. Submit yourself to God, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. John 10:10, the thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. My friend, you're loved out there today. You really are. God cares about you. God loves you. I want you to know that today. I want you to think about these things today. I want to make sure that you spend more time with the Lord. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. Listen. Submit yourself to the one with all the power there is in this life, all the power there is in the future life. The one that says, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. And God will walk you through this life and prepare you for the next life. Look, we need your support. We really do. We really do. We're just not getting the support we need. It's just not happening, and we really need it. We really need your help, and we appreciate if you would support us. Send your tithe to the church. Send your offering here to us. As simple as that. We need it. And we don't take anything, not a dime, not the first dime. In fact, we're paying out of our pocket for the most part. I want you to know that. So we do need your help. And send a check to Post Office Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Post Office Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958, Jensen Beach, Florida. One more time now. P.O. Box 1603. Jensen Beach, 34958. Well, also email me with any questions. If you don't like what I do, tell me. If you like what I do, tell me to email me. If I can help you in any way, our email is trylifeline. That's T-R-Y. Trylifeline, one word. Trylifeline, Gmail. Anybody can remember that? Trylifeline, Gmail. And you should try Lifeline. Trylifeline, Gmail. Trylifeline, gmail.com. Give us an email. We want to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you. We need to hear from you. We want to hear from you. TryLifeline, gmail.com. TryLifeline. And listen, I do a teaching. I get about twice a month. I get about 250 people on my list. No newsletter, nothing. Just straight out teaching you the Word of God. And if you email me, I'll put you on that list. You can get that. It's TryLifeline, gmail.com. TryLifeline, gmail.com. God bless you. We're going to see you again next week. Appreciate you. And listen, the Lord loves you. He wants you to know that. He's on your side. He's overcome the world. Lock into it. Grab a hold of him. Lock arms with him. Walk out the life and the power and the strength of the Lord Jesus. God bless you. See you next week.
A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.